This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Guten Erev Shabbos, everyone. As we continue in the Daf HaShavua, we're learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samach Amud Beis, and we begin with the bottom line on Samach Amud Aleph. Above, the Gemara brought a machloikis between Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi. The Gemara said from the word achoisai, the Gemara says achoisai arusa. Your sister is an arusa. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda say you could be metame to her. Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon say you can't be metame to achoisai arusa. Anusa umefuta, everyone agrees you can't be metame. Mukas eitz, only according to Reb Shimon, are you not able to be metame, because Reb Shimon says only a woman roi to a kohen gadol could you be metame. If you're not roi to a kohen gadol, you can't be metame. And boigeres, everyone agrees you could be metame to her. And the Gemara darshans it from various psukim. And the bottom line on Samach Amud Aleph says hakaroiva, from hakaroiva, we darshan that an arusa that was nisgarsha, you're allowed to be metame. That means even Reb Shimon says, in Arusa Shinasgarsha, you're allowed to be metame. He says, Gemara, I va'amar Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon said, Ruhi l'kohen gadol metamela, she'in ruhi l'kohen gadol ein metamela. Only a woman who is right for a kohen gadol could be metame. If she's not right to a kohen gadol, a kohen cannot be metame. And an Arusa, Grusha is not right for a kohen gadol because she's a Grusha. Says Gemara, no, Shani Hasam. This is the exception. The exception to the rule is an arusa, grusha. Why? The Rabbi Rachmana kroiva, because the Torah is marber her that even though a kohen gadol cannot live with her, a kohen could be metami to her because she is kroiva elav, arusa grusha. Says Mari Hachi Mukas Eitz Nami Rabbi kroiva. If so, if hakroiva elav is marbe in arusa grusha, it should be marbe a mukas eitz as well. That a mukas eitz as well, you should be able to be metame according to Reb Shimon. Meaning, just like Reb Shimon is marbe in arusa grusha, Reb Shimon should be metame a mukas eitz. Says Gemara, achas v'leishtayim. Hakroiva could only include one woman. Uma Rois, why do you include an arusa grusha to be metame? Why not a mukas eitz? Says Gemara, ha is avid ba maisa, ha lo is avid ba maisa. In a mukas eitz, a maisa occurred to, and a grusha, no maisa happened to her, and therefore it's more mistaber to include an arusa grusha than to include a mukas eitz. Says Gemara, v'Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, from the fact that regarding the issue of Mukaseitz, even though Rabbi Yossi was all along, he was Rabbi Shimon's partner, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say, Achoisai Arusa, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say, you're Matame, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon says, Eina Matame. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are partners. However, even though they're partners, they seem to split off when it comes to mukas eitz, because Reb Shimon says you're not metame, and Reb Yossi is metame. Reb Yossi midashavki lebarzuge, the fact that he forsakes Reb Shimon, meklal de mukas eitz kremeir svirle. That means he holds like Reb Meir regarding mukas eitz, that mukas eitz you're metame. Minole, how does he know? So he must learn it from loy hoysa leish, that any woman who was not to a man, including a mukas eitz, you could be metame. I v'ha afikto, he already uses loy hoysa le'ish to teach that an arusa, because he agrees to he says that achoysai arusa ein metamela. And 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 mukaseitz, you are metame to her. Because the Gemara says on Samach Amid Aleph, a few lines from the bottom, that Rab Yoisi and Rab Shimon, why do they darshan this way? Why do they hold this way? They learn out from V'achoyse HaBesula, that excludes an Anusan Mefuta and a Mukas Eitz. Asher Loi Hoysa excludes an Arusa. Asher Loi Hoysa excludes an Arusa. But how do they know Mukas Eitz? He knows it from... In other words, we have a little bit of a stira here, because in the world of Rabbi Yossi, he holds Mukas Eitz, you could be Metame, and Arusa, you can't be Metame. He learns that in Arusa, you can't be Metame from Asher Loi Hoysa Le'ish, but he also learns in Mukas Eitz, you could be Metame from Asher Loi Hoysa Le'ish. So the Gemara says, V'ha'apikta, he already uses it up. So Gemara says, Chad miloi hoysa v'chad milo ish. From loi hoysa, he excludes an arusa. From la ish, he includes mukas eitz. And then finally, a love. From a love, there marbe abaygeres. A love, the rabbis abaygeres. But wait a second. He includes a boygeres from a love that you're metame to a boygeres. That if one sister is a boygeres, you're metame to her. So Gemara says, V'amar Rav Shimon besula, besula shlema mashma. Rav Shimon earlier said that when the Torah says besula, besula implies a complete, a total besula, even, and not a boygeres. So how could you say? The Torah already says besula, and besula means not a boygeres. So then, if besula means not a boygeres, how could he darshan a love to include a boygeres? So the Gemara says, Taima didei nami hasam mehacha. The reason, his reason, also over there is from here. The darish hachi. It he darshins as follows. Mi de elav larabois habaygeres meklal de besula besula shlema mashma. Meaning as follows. His reason over there is from here. Over there that he says besula is mashma, besula shlema. Why? That from the fact, meaning, you know how he know, the question was that Reb Shimon holds besula is mashma an absolute basula. So then, in that case, how could you be metame to a bagara? She's not a basula. The answer is, you know why he darshins basula is a perfect basula? The fact that you need a love to say that you could be metame to a bagara, that means that otherwise she would not be considered a basula, and she does not fit into the category of basula. So therefore, in general, when the Torah says basula, it means not a bagara. His reason is over there from here. The darish hachi mi de elav l'rabbis habageres. From the fact that elav is marbe abageres miklal, we can infer the besula, besula shlema mashma, that besula is mashma a shlema. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Reb Shimon ben Yoichi oimer. Reb Shimon ben Yoichi says. Okay, so this is a new sugya. Tani will interpret Rav Shimon Yoichi Oimer Giyores Pchusa Mibas Shalishanim V'Yom Echad. A Giyores less than 3 years and 1 day. Kshera LeKuhuna is kosher for Kuhuna. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'Chol Hataf Banoshim, and all children among women. So in other words, Reb Shimon, it's an interesting thing. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel that says that a kohen cannot marry a geyores. Now, why a kohen cannot marry a geyaris? Is it a special thing, a special din, a kohen can marry a geyaris? Or is that a geyaris is presumed to be a zayna? But Reb Shimon Bar Yochai has the following drasha. He says, any girl less than 3 years in one day is kasher l'kuhuna. Like the pasuk says, v'chol hataf banoshim asher lo yadu mishkav zachar. Any child among women that does not know mishkav zachar, hachayu lachem, you should let live. This is talking about in the war of Midian. Any female child that doesn't know relations can live. V'hare Pinchas imam. Pinchas is one of the soldiers. That means Pinchas was allowed to live with a girl, even though she was a geyaris. Why? Must be that less than 3 years old, as a geyaris, could live with a kohen. For Rabbana, what do the Rabbanon hold? La'avadim v'leshvachos. Hachayu lachem doesn't mean you could live with them. It means they could be your shivcha, and you can marry them to your Eved Kanani. Ay, ihachi ba'shalosh shanim v'yemechanami. According to Reb Shimon, if it's a matter of whether they had bio or not, then what does it have to do with 3 years old? Even a girl above three, if you know she didn't have bia, she should be mutter to a kohen. Says the Gemara, Ihachi bashalashan v'yemecha nami, if so, a 3 years old and one day also, kid Rav Huna, like Rav Huna said, the Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna asked the stira. What was the stira of Rav Huna? Ksiv kol asher yoidas ish lemishkav zachar haroigu. It says any woman who knows a man for relations, you have to kill, which implies ha eino yoidas. But if she doesn't know, kaimu, you could keep her. That means it sounds like by adults, a woman who had relations, you kill. If she didn't, you let live. Meklal dahataf bein yadu bein ladu kaimu. That implies children, whether they had relations or they didn't, you could let them live. Uchsiv chataf anosh mashallah yadu mishkav zachar achilachem hayad arugu. But the pasuk says any child that didn't have relations, you could let live. That implies if they had relations, you have to kill them. So it's a stira. By adults, it implies only if they had relations do you kill them. Otherwise, you could let them live. That implies children, you always let live. And then it says any child that didn't have relations, you let live. That implies if it has relations, you do let them live. Have a oimer, it means as follows. Beru'uya libal akasa medaber. By adults, since they're roi to have bia, their bia is considered a bia, you kill all of them. And by a child, since they're not roi for bia, so you don't kill them. Meaning by an adult, you kill the girl regardless of whether or not they had bia because they are capable of having bia. And by a child, you let them live whether or not they had bia or not because they're not capable of having a halachically recognized bia. So that's where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai gets his din from. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in a verse like this as well. V'chol isho yadas ish. Any woman who had relations, beruya libal akos medaber, it's talking about a woman who's fit to have relations. Ato imer beruya libal. Do you say by someone who's fit for relations? Oy enoy ela nivala mamish. Or it means only a woman who had relations. No, kshu imer, it can't be only a woman who had relations. Because kshu imer v'chalatap anoshma shalo yodu mishkav zachar. When it says any child that did not have relations, have a oimer, then I have to say, that by an adult is talking about someone worthy of having relations, not actually a woman who had relations, because why does that have to be? When it says, Rashi says, v'chol hataf asher lo yadu hachayu, that implies, but a woman, even though she didn't have relations, you kill her. Because it says by children that any child that didn't have relations, you let live. That implies by a woman, even if she didn't have relations, you kill her. Why would that be? Ha'isha ava bishaloya daharoigu. So that means it's talking about any woman who is fit to have relations, you kill her. Mina yada. How would they know which women are fit, which were not? Amar Rav Huna Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Rav Huna Bar Bizna said, in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida, he'avirum lefnei hatzitz, they passed them before the tzitz. Kol shapaneha moirikos, any time her face turns greenish, sallow, biyodua shihirui libal, you know she's fit to have relations. Kol she'en paneha moirikos, if her face doesn't turn green, biyodua she'en arui libal. So they use the tzitz. And the tzitz helped determine whether the woman was fit for relations or not.
Which means that she's 3 years old.
Correct. That means she's 3 years old. Now, why just because a woman is fit for relations should she be punished? Apparently because any girl who is fit for relations had designated herself and primed herself for the bia. Amar Rav Nachman said, Simen la'avera Hadrokan. Rav Nachman said a simen for an avera is hadrokan. A simen for an avera is hadrokan, sallow. Avera means if somebody committed znus. So it's a certain kind of hadrokan is not pan of mayrikais. It's a type of Rashi says, Panein shel oivei avera moirikin. Rashi says it's the same thing. The face of those who commit averos, it turns sallow. Ki yoytze b'davar ata'imer. Similar to this, we say, Vayimso miyoyshve yavesh gilad. They found from the residents of Yavesh Gilad, Arba meyoys nara besula, 400 virgin maidens, asher lo yadu ish l'mishkav zachar. They never lived with a man. Minayadi, how would they know? How would they know their basulais? Amrav Kahana, Hoshivam alpi chavis shel yayin. They put them on a barrel of wine. Be'ula recha noidev. A woman who had cohabited, the aroma wafts. The wine will permeate her and go through her, and the smell will go through her system. Basula, if she is a basula and she's closed up, ein recha noidev. Her fragrance, she will not. The wine will not go through her. So the Gemara now asks, why do they have to use the barrel test? Why didn't they use the tzitz? V'navarinu l'fnei tzitz. Why didn't they pass them before the tzitz? I'm Rav Kahana, braid Rav Nosson. Rav Kahana is the son of Rav Nosson. L'ratzoin lohem ksiv. To be favorable for them, it says. The tzitz is l'ratzoin for them. L'ratzoin v'loy l'paranos. Only to show favor and not to show punishment. So the tzitz was an instrument used to show favor, not paranos. So then how could they use the tzitz by Midyan? Yehachi b'midyanami, if so by Midyan also. Rav Ashi says, it says, l'ratzain lohem, lohem ksiv, lohem l'ratzain. For Yidin, it's for favor, v'loy l'paranos, not for punishment. V'loy v'dei kachamba, for goyim afi l'paranos, it could even be used for paranos. So bottom line, that's the shita of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that a child under 3 years old
if she converted,
right, thank you, a convert under 3 years old, a kohen is allowed to marry. Says the Gemara.
Rebbe, how is the test of the tzitz comparable to the test of the barrels of wine? In other words, how could they ask one from the other? The tzitz was being used to test ru'uya labia, basically her age. The wine barrels were testing the metzias of whether she had bia in the case of the
You're right. Good point. It's not exactly parallel because it's a different kind of test. But the point being, this is another instance where we needed to test the status of a woman. And the fact that we use the barrel brings up the question, why couldn't we use the tzitz? Now, the same way the tzitz could determine someone's age, the chayrit should be able to determine someone's physiology, you know. But you're right, it's not the exact same test, but the tzitz apparently was multifaceted in its testing ability.
Okay,
so now, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Halacha Rav Shimon Yochai. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi said, name Rav Yishuv ben Levi, the halacha is like the Rashbi. Amar le Rav Zera le Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Rav Zera said to Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, when you say that Rav Yishuv ben Levi said the halacha is like the Rashbi, Beferah Shmi Halacha Miklal Shmi Halacha. Did you hear it explicitly or did you infer it? Says the Gemara, my klala. What is the... How did you infer it? The Amar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Ir achas hoysa be'eretz Yisrael. There was one city in the land of Israel, Shekara aleha irer. In other words, like this. I want to know, did you hear it explicitly or did you infer it? Because if... There's a difference between when someone hears something explicitly and if they infer it. Sometimes if you infer something, you could challenge the inference. If you heard it explicitly, if he said it. So what would the inference have been had you inferred it? Dam Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ir achas hoysa be'eretz Yisrael, there was one city in Israel, Shekara aleha irer, that somebody protested the kashrus of a particular city. V'shagar Rebius Rebbe Romanos, Rebbe sent Rebbe Romanos, Ubadka, and he checked. Umatzaban, he found that the Yichus is okay, because even though they came from a Giyores, but Bas Giyores Pchusa Mi Bas Shalishan V'yamechad. It was the daughter of a Giyores who was less than 3 years and one day. V'chshira Rebbe Lekuna, and Rebbe was Machshir her Lekuhuna. Amar Lei, so Reb Zera, Reb Zera asked Rabbi Yaakov Idi, did you hear it explicitly or miklala? So Rabbi Yaakov Idi said, Befer Shmili, I heard it explicitly. But v'yim miklala mai, if I inferred it, what would you have challenged? So he says, I would have challenged Dilma Shani Hasam. Maybe in that case, just because the daughter of the Yeres Pusum Bashal Shem V'yem Echad, Rebbe was Masha L'Kahuna, Shani Hasam, Hove Insev. Once the marriage took place, But that doesn't mean l'chadchilo, you could marry a woman who converted less than 3 years old. Because once the marriage happened, it happened. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, they both said, Boy Geres, Umukaseitz, cannot marry a Kohen Gadol. V'imnasoynasa, but once you married, you married. So, we already know about disqualified women, that just because you can't marry them, it doesn't mean you can't stay married. So maybe in the case of the city that there were complaints about, and Rabbi Rumanus found that they were kosher, that's only because they were married already, just like we say, by a boigeres and a mukaseitz. And then the Gemara says, no, it's not comparable being able to stay married to a mukaseitz and a boigeres to being able to stay married to a Bas Giyaras Pchusmi Mi Ben Gemoshanim Hachi Hashta, like this now. Bishlam Ahasam Bishlam over there, Soifalias Bagaris Tachtav. You know why the Kohen Gadol could stay with her? Because she's a Bagaris now, but one day anyway she'll be a Bagaris. Or Soifalias Beulah Tachtav. He married a Mukaseitz, ultimately she'll be a Mukaseitz one day. So Mali now, Mali later. Hacha, but here, Soifali a Zoyna Tachtav. If you marry a Zoyna, what are you going to say? Ah, anyway, one day she'll be Mazana. Hopefully not. Rav Safra Masni Lo Miklala. Rav Safra learned from an inference, Halacha is like the Rashbi, that if you marry a woman who converted less than 3, the Kohen could stay married to her. V'kashale, and he had a question. He learned this din from an inference. And he questioned it. Well, maybe it's only because they're already married. He gave the answer that when it comes to a zoyna, the fact that they're already married is not a factor. How However, the Gemara relates a story that there was a Kohen who married a Giyaris less than 3 years old. Amar Le Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, "My high, why'd you do it?" Amar Le, what do you mean? Da Amar Rav Yaakov Yidi, Amar Rav Shimon Leib, Halacha Rav Shimon Yechai, that less than 3 you can marry a Giyaris. Amar le zilapik, divorce her now. V'iloy mafik nolach Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi meunach. Otherwise, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi will remove her from your ear, meaning we're going to put you in cherem. Meaning, someone married a giyaris who converted less than 3 years old. And Nachman Yitzchak said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Because Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi said." So basically, Rav Nachman said, divorce her now, otherwise Rav Yaakov Bar Idi will remove her from your ear. In other words, otherwise we're going to put you in cherem. So this is basically disputing the halacha that Rav Yaakov Bar Idi paskin like the Rashbi. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Bezus Hashem. We will continue next week with Daf Samach Aleph. Wishing you an amazing Shabbos. And Kalto.
I have a question.
Sure.
So, even...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.